Good morning and Hare Krishna. I'm Charlie Chitunidas presenting Hare Krishna morning program. Studio clock, it's a couple of minutes past 8 o'clock as per Western calendar and Vaishnava calendar. Today is 6th January 2007, Saturday. Tritiya Tithi, Krishna Paksha, Vishakumbha Yoga, Ashlesha Nakshatra. Let us begin our journey to Krishna consciousness. I wish you all Happy New Year. Our spiritual life begins when we try to make a spiritual solution to our material suffering. Enlightenment involves coming in contact with the realized soul or spiritual master who can teach us the limitation of material life, gives us a process to purify our material conditioning and re-establish our love and service attitude for the Lord. In the current age, that process is to chant the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, in the association of like-minded spiritual seekers or devotees of Krishna. Let us chant the holy name with pure devotee. If you are not driving, please close your eyes, meditate Krishna's form or pastimes, and chant along with devotees. It will not cost you a cent, but will benefit to inner mastery.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Of course, you are listening to Hare Krishna morning program. Dear friends, we did this radio program designed to help us go back to Godhead. The scripture is explaining Utsaha Nishchayat Dharyat Tattat Karma Pravartan Sanga Tyago Satavritte Sadvir Bhakti Prasiddhyati. There are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service: being enthusiastic, endeavoring with confidence, being patient, acting according to regulative principles, abandoning the association of non-devotees, following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service. So we are listening also, it is a part of the devotional service. Wish you all receive the secret of Krishna consciousness and recognize what is the purpose of our human form of life. Let us begin today's journey to the path of absolute truth. Today's topic is Ratha Yatra. This morning, 10:30, we'll be gathering all the devotees in front of the Gopal restaurant, Swanson Street, opposite Melbourne Town Hall, and celebrating the beginning of the celebration of Ratha Yatra. You are all welcome for the program. And this morning topic is Ratha Yatra, to understand what is the meaning of Ratha Yatra and what the significance of our involving in these spiritual activities. Let us listen from His Holiness Radhanath Swami, and at the later stage His Holiness Indradhuma Swami will be joining. The lecture recorded at Jagannath Puri.
In this way, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami reveals the true meaning of Ratha Yatra. Sri Radharani and the Braj Gopis, in their heart of hearts, when they saw Krishna in Kurukshetra, in their hearts they built these chariots and brought Krishna back to Vrindavan. Jagannath Temple in this case represents the Lord's Aishwarya Leela, and Gundicha represents Sri Vrindavan Dham. Tomorrow, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we are all being given the opportunity to participate in this eternal pastime of bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada made it very simple. He said Ratha Yatra means bringing Krishna back home into our hearts, the Vrindavan of our hearts. Ratha Yatra stopped at a place called Balagandhi, where the Brahmins and the king and his queens and ministers brought so many offerings for Bhoga, for Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. At that time, Lord Chaitanya went into a private garden with his devotees to rest, because they were dancing and singing all day. You will get that experience tomorrow, perhaps. Lord Chaitanya laid on a platform resting. At that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai told King Prataparudra, put on the dress of a simple Vaishnava, take off all your kingly robes, and go in there and massage the Lord's feet and legs while reciting the Gopi Kirtan. Prataparudra had complete faith in the word of the Vaishnavas. He went in the garden. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come near the king, just a few hours before, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell in ecstasy of love, unconscious, and he fell right in the arms of King Pratapurudra. And when he came to consciousness and he saw, he jumped out and said, "How abominable! I have been disgraced by being touched by a king, a materialistic man." King Pratapurudra felt very bad. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "No, he's very pleased. I promise you, he will show you all mercy today. You wait and see." So, Pratapurudra Maharaj, he was an incarnation of Indrajumna Maharaj. He massaged the feet of the Lord and sang the beautiful songs of the gopis in separation from Krishna. Beginning with Jayati Prayati Kam Janma. Lord Chaitanya said, "Go on reciting, go on reciting." Massaged his leg. And he came to that famous verse, Tavakatam Vakam Tatsajivana. The Bhakti Chandra Swami Maharaj is made famous throughout the world. That the nectaring glories that are recited by the great souls are like a river of nectar that intoxicate the heart. They purify one's life and eliminate all sins. And those who recite your glories and spread your message throughout the world are the most munificent welfare workers. And King Pratapurudra sang that verse. Lord Chaitanya leaped up and said, "You are the most munificent! You are the most munificent!" And he embraced the king. Again and again he embraced him, and wept on his body with his tears. "Go on reciting, go on reciting. You are the most munificent." Ultimately, Lord Chaitanya asked, "Who are you? You have given me so much nectar. Who are you?" King Pratapurudra replied, "I am the obedient servant of the servant of your servants. My only aspiration in life is to be the servant of the servant of your servants." Herein, Srila Prabhupada gives a magnificent purport that there is no greater goal to aspire for than to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Kolavecha Sridhar, they were all offered any benediction. They wanted no material or spiritual perfection. All they wanted was to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. There is no greater thing to aspire for. And there is no aspiration that pleases the Lord more than that. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased he revealed his divine opulences to King Pratapurudra. And told him, "Do not tell anyone what I have shown you." And King Pratapurudra bowed down and went out to meet the devotees. And the devotees were filled with happiness to see the mercy that he had received. And herein Srila Prabhupada explains, this is the meaning of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is blissful to see someone else getting the mercy of the Lord. A Vaishnava is never envious to see someone else getting special empowerment or special mercy. In fact, Krishna tells Arjuna, "You can understand this message because you are non-envious." Lord Chaitanya told Amoga, the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "So you have the heart of a Brahmin. There can be no place for envy to reside in the heart of a Brahmin. How have you allowed this envy to corrupt you?" Envy is the greatest enemy. Envy can only come in a heart that is proud. The greatest way we can make Krishna happy with us is when he sees that we are happy to see someone else being blessed. It is a fact. It's a great opportunity. If someone else is very successful or very empowered or getting special mercy, it's a great chance for us to make spiritual advancement. All we have to do is be happy. We will make leaps and bounds of spiritual progress just by being happy to see somebody's good fortune. That's all. You can go back to Godhead just by being happy to see other people getting Krishna's mercy. It's so simple. But, we can't tolerate seeing somebody else getting better recognition or getting better, doing something better than us. Or getting special mercy. If we're happy, we get Krishna's special mercy. If we're unhappy, we fall down. Very simple. The devotees rejoice. None of them thought why he showed King Pratapaluja opulences and not me. He's a fallen grihastha, I'm a sannyasi. But Krishna, they were ecstatic. Then the king sent in masses of prasad. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes dozens and dozens of preparations. And Lord Chaitanya and all his devotees had nice prasad. And they went back out to the Ratha Yatra. They tried to pull the chariots, but the chariots didn't move. Then they brought the big, powerful wrestlers, and they tried to pull, it didn't move. Then they brought the king's elephants, royal elephants in harness, pull, it didn't move. And ultimately, Lord Chaitanya came out, he took the ropes out of the wrestlers, unlatched the elephants, put the ropes in his little devotee's hands, went behind and pushed it with his head, and the chariot moved to Gundicha Mandir. That's where Jagannath remains for 9 days, enjoying the pastimes of Vrindavan Dham. And during those 9 days, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would rest in the Jagannath Ballabha Gardens each night, where we will today, and come to Gundicha and see the Lord in Vrindavan, his heart's cherished desire. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we will participate in this pastime that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated every single year. Devotees travel for weeks by foot to come to celebrate Ratha Yatra with Lord Chaitanya. That's it. In fact, when Narottam Das Thakur came to Jagannath Puri, he saw the Ratha Yatra in a vision, and all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were dancing before Lord Chaitanya. So whether we see or not, they are all there. So we should dance and chant in such a way that they are pleased to see us. Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mayi Ki Jai. Sri Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Gopimanandi. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And now we would like to ask His Holiness Guru Vimala Swami Maharaj to speak.
When I told the tour committee that I'd been invited to Jagannath Puri by His Holiness Narayana Swami, they all fainted. Because you can imagine it's a big event. We have 2.5 months of festivals, 6 festivals a week. For 2.5 months, we get thousands and 5 to 10,000 people a night. And they're all expecting me to be there to help. Of course, after hearing Maharaj speak, we have a saying in English, a very hard act to follow. There's not much left to be said about any of the subject matters that Maharaj has covered. I was thinking as he was speaking, something like Ananta Shesha, who's one of his services is to always be repeating the glories of the Lord. And he's so expert. Krishna's pastimes are unlimited, of course. He's so expert that in describing the pastimes of the Lord, he's reciting names of the Lord. He took the different names of the Lord and glorified the pastimes or characteristics of Krishna. But he has been speaking since the beginning of time, and he's never repeated the same name of the Lord twice, because Lord's pastimes are unlimited. He covers the subject very completely. So Maharaj is in competition with Ananta Shesha, that he covers the subject matter very completely with nothing left to be said. But there'll be other opportunities to address the different subject matters that are here. But very happy to be. Whenever the devotee considers something, he's always considering the time, the place, and the circumstance in making his decision. The time, the place, and the circumstance. So in making my decision to come here and be here briefly on this yatra, I considered the time, the place, and the circumstance and decided to come. The time is Ratha Yatra. The place is Jagannath Puri. And the circumstances are the association. Maharaj and my dear god brother Satyanandan Swami, Devanita Maharaj, other devotees as well. This is the right decision to come. The Puri, which is one of the Lord's eternal dhams, to the Ratha Yatra, which I've been wanting to come to for almost 40 years, and the circumstances, the devotees of the Lord, Prabhupada has described them. We come to a place of pilgrimage, when we come to a dham, the real way that we enter into the dham is by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, particularly to hear from the Vaishnavas. If we come to the dham simply to, as Maharaj was saying in the very, very beginning, hours ago, like tourists, what will we see? But when we come here, we're able to understand in the association of the sadhus. Actually, we come to the dham to take darshan of the Lord. But I heard this morning from another Vaishnava a very interesting explanation of darshan. Darshan doesn't just mean that we come to see Krishna, but that by going to the darshan, Krishna also sees us. And what is the nature of his merciful glance? It's very purified. It's a wonderful prayer to Lord Narasimhadev, who's temporarily passed this afternoon on our way to the Indus Rodanak Bhat. Om Mam Him Shom Om Tat Om Tataka Hatati Keshavya Jalat Padaka Lokana Vidharaka Nakish Varsha Vivashim Hom Moshita. O my Lord, O Transcendental Lion, I offer my obeisances to you along with Mother Lakshmi. Sometimes flying in the sky, sometimes moving on foot, your mane hairs glow with a wonderful brilliance. Your glance and the touch of your nails are both the source of auspiciousness. We know from the commentary of our acharyas how the good fortune of Hiranyakashipu, although he was a great demon, is that he was killed by the nails of Narasimhadev, and as a result, he was purified in the Bhagavad. But that verse also mentions another form of purification which is more acceptable to the Vaishnavas is the merciful glance of the Lord. When we enter into the temple of Darshan, Krishna is seeing, he's looking into our hearts. And that glance, we know how powerful is the glance. Everything of the Lord is potent and purifying. His glance into the heart gradually removes our material desires like lust and anger and greed. your presence. So we come here not only to see the Dham, but for the Lord to see us, because in the Dham there's so many temples, so many murtis, so many deities. That is the meaning of the Dham. The place of the Lord's Leelas, His Leela Sthans. And where there is the Leela Sthan, the Acharyas, they install the deity of the Lord. And we come there and we hear the particular Leela, the particular pastimes, we become purified. So in entering into the temple, we hope to see the Lord and we hope the Lord to see us. But a humble Vaishnava, he realizes, what qualification do I have that Lord will look at me? Who am I that Lord will, His merciful glance will, what is my qualification that Lord will take notice of me? So therefore, it's important that when we come to the Dham, we come in the association of advanced devotees. See, Lord will look at them. And if we're in their association, there's a chance Lord's glance will fall upon us and we will become purified. So this morning when Vaishnava was describing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's the Lord, but also acting as the perfect devotee, he showed us how to get Lord Jagannath's mercy. When he first came to the Dham of Puri, he first went to the temple to have the darshan of the Lord. But after that, whenever the Lord Mahaprabhu would take darshan of Jagannath, where would he take darshan from? From the Guru Shambha, teaching us how to practice humility and devotional service. He would stand next to an exalted devotee, Buddha. Because he knew that if Jagannath is looking, he'll see his devotee, Buddha, and by seeing his exalted devotee, he would also see himself. This is one technique that we can learn in coming to the Dham. To always be in association with advanced devotees, who are always receiving the mercy of the Lord. And by their mercy and the mercy of the Lord, we can come here and become purified. So I'm very happy that I've been invited by a very elevated, wonderful Vaishnava, His Holiness Arunath Swami, and His entourage of Sachinandan Swami and Devi Nipa Maharaj, and other, all of you actually. And hopefully in your association, Lord Jagannath will also look mercifully upon me. And my brief visit will inspire me to go back to my Prabhupada Desh, at least for the next few months, Poland, and be inspired to inspire the other devotees, to inspire the people of Poland, to take the mercy of Lord Jagannath, to take the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of Prabhupada, and become blessed. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Of course, you are listening to Hare Krishna morning program. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Lord Jagannath appearing all over the world. And today, we are celebrating Jagannath Rath Yatra at Melbourne Swanson Street, opposite Town Hall. Everybody is invited. You can come. Associate with the great soul like elevated Vaishnavas. They are the most merciful than the Lord. It's not my word. The scriptures explain. So if you're looking for get rid of material problems, you must associate with devotees. Looking forward to see you 10:30. Between 10:30 to 12 we'll be there, and then 12:30 we'll be back at the temple, 197 9th Street, Albert Park, contact 9699-5122. Now the time for a prayer for Lord Jagannath.
Thank you. कदाचित कालिंदी तत विपिन संगीत तरण मुदा भी नारी बदन कमला साद मधुक रमा शंभु ब्रह्मा मरुपति गणेशार्चित पद जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ दानी भवतु जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ दानी भवतु भुजे शब्दे वेणु शिरसि शिक्षितिक्षं कोटितटे दुकुलं नेत्रान्ते सहचर कटाक्षं विदधते सदा श्रीमद् वृंदावन बसति लीला परिचय जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु मे जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु করুচিরে নীল শিখরে বসন্ত প্রাসাদান্ত সহজ বলভদ্রে নবলীনা সুভদ্রা মধ্যস্থ সকল সুর সেবা বসরদ जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु जल जलदश्रेणी रमाबानी राम सुरदमल पंके জগন্নাথ স্বামী নয়ন পথগামী ভবতু মে জগন্নাথ স্বামী নয়ন পথগামী ভবতু মে রথারূঢ় গচ্ছন পথি মিলিত ভূদেব পতনৈ স্তুতি প্রাদুর্ভাবং প্রতিপদম উপাকর্ণ সলয়ঃ দয়া সিন্ধুর্বন্ধু সকল জগতাং সিন্ধু সদয় জগন্নাথ স্বামী নয়ন পথগামী ভবতু মে জগন্নাথ
Hi, I'm Terry from 92.1 FM in Hobart. Anytime you're down this way, just tune in. But right now, you're listening to the very best on 88.9 Win FM.
Hare Krishna, you're listening. Hare Krishna morning program. Jagannatha Kustakam is 8th prayer. Due to the time restriction, we need another around 7 to 8 minutes to complete the prayer. Accept my apology for this, but sometime we'll play for the radio program sometime in future. Lord Jagannath is a different form of Krishna. So today I'm going to explain you the origin of Lord Jagannath's form, explained by Narad Muni. Narad Muni went on to explain to Indradumna Maharaj the origin of this unique form of Lord Krishna known as Jagannath. One day while in his capital city of Dwarka, Lord Krishna began thinking of his sweet gopis, friends such as Radharani from his village days in Vrindavan. Feeling intense separation from her, the Lord fell unconscious. The great sage Narada Muni happened to come there with Uddhava, and upon seeing the condition of Krishna, they began discussing how to revive him. They concluded that Narad Muni should sing the glories of Krishna's former Vrindavan village life to him. This would certainly relieve his condition. Like many cures for disease, there is often time a side effect, and such would be case with this cure. Upon hearing the tales of Vrindavan from Narad Muni, certainly Lord Krishna would awaken, but at the same time he would immediately want to go to Vrindavan. However, when arriving there, Krishna would see all the residents in such a pathetic condition of crying due to his having left them previously. He would not want to return back to Dwarka. This would not be good for the citizen of Dwarka. After some consideration, it was concluded that Krishna's sister Subhadra should go there ahead of Krishna to inform them that he is returning. In this way, they would arrange for a nice festive welcoming and their mood would be very joyful. When Subhadra was ready to leave, her brother Balaram decided that he would accompany her on his own chariot. Balaram would take the lead with Subhadra following him, and after they left, Narayana would revive Lord Krishna by singing the glories of Vrindavan, and Krishna would get on his chariot and immediately follow Balaram Subhadra to Vrindavan. This is how the origin of the order of the chariot during the Ratha Yatra festival. First Lord Balaram's cart, then Subhadra, and finally Lord Krishna's. When Krishna's chariot arrived in Vrindavan, his feelings of such acute pangs of separation from his beloved Radharani was so intense that his body transformed. His hands and legs became pushed into his body like a tortoise. This is the form of Jagannath. With big dilated eyes, he was only gazing at Radharani. When King Indradumna heard from Narada Muni of these pastimes of Lord Krishna, he was relieved to hear that this unique deity forms that were just curved standing in front of him were actually completed. His grief now gone, he arranged for three huge carts to bring the deities of Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra to their new temple. A grand procession was arranged where all the citizens pulled the gigantic carts with their lordship on them to their magnificent new temple. Lord Jagannath very mercifully, and he listened to all who are sincere. Let us all pray to Lord Jagannath to remove all obstacles from our life. May peace come to this world. Prayer or Vandanam is the sixth of the nine processes of devotional service, an intensely personal process. It may also be the most universal for prayers fulfill the tradition of religious and cultures of the world, creating our most ancient ties and our most common language. Prayer is often the very first way children learn about God. Parents teach their children simple prayers for bedtime or meal times. These early prayers teach children much about the way to approach the Lord. There are simple prayers and gratitude, prayers for the welfare of the loved ones, and of course childhood prayers often express fear of the wicked or of God's wrath. We set up theological principles such as eternal heaven and hell, which set the behavior of the entire cultures. While each of us has a unique encounter with the world, prayer invites communication that supersedes material circumstances. Prayer in its most lovely form reawakens our deepest, most primal sentiments and longings. Prayer's antical knowledge that seems to arise from somewhere beyond this life's recollections. That is why the words from a prayer written centuries ago can often feel like the most sincere expression of our own spiritual longing. Prayer is often prompted by suffering. According to the Bhagavad Gita, God, Lord Krishna accepts such prayers. Even though we are centered on our own pleasure rather than God's. A delightful story from the Srimad Bhagavatam tells why a magnificent elephant named Gajendra was traveling with his herd. When he became tired and thirsty, they stopped at a lake where they enjoyed playing in the water. Deep within the lake, however, lived a crocodile of great strength. The crocodile caught Gajendra's leg in his mighty jaws, and despite Gajendra's own massive power and the assistance of his elephant herd, Gajendra was unable to free himself. They fought for a long time. Slowly Gajendra's strength began to wane, while the crocodile, a creature of the water, stayed strong in his element. As Gajendra saw his death approaching, he realized that no one could truly save him except the Supreme Lord. From deep within the elephant's being arose the words to a prayer learned in a former life, and he sang it out with devotion, moved by the pure-hearted song of surrender. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, appeared and killed the crocodile. What attracted the Lord Krishna to this elephant was it the incredible sight of an elephant reciting a prayer? Was it the prayer itself, a long catalogue of Krishna's glory, that brought him to the sense? Neither of these things are truly complaining to the Supreme Lord. After all, prayers are recited in his honor always and everywhere. But the astonishing feature of the Gajendra's prayer was that it was uttered with pure realization. Gajendra could see that his triumph reign as elephant master was just a temporary role in the world. His eternal role was in relationship to the Lord. And when Gajendra realized this, he was inspired within his heart with words of glorification. The point was not that he knew the prayer and used it to remove himself from an ugly predicament, but that he felt the prayer and sang it with full love. Often prayers have expectation dashed. After all, what's the point of communication with the Lord of the universe if we can't fully express our desires? If we live with the consciousness of God's omnipotence, then praying for what we want can feel natural. But think of all prayers for God, for the good weather, for money, for miraculous cures, and consider how impossible it is to fulfill all of them at once. Srila Prabhupada pointed out, during World War II, the wives of the German soldiers were praying for the safe return of their husbands, and the wives of the British soldiers were praying for the safe return of their husbands in war. How can everyone be satisfied? Sometimes we are blessed with the answer to our prayers, and sometimes we are blessed with the apparent rejection of our prayers. Sometimes our prayers are answered, but we cannot recognize Lord Krishna's response. How does Krishna decide which request to grant? How do we react when he seems to ignore our prayers, even when our situation becomes quite disparate? Prayer, then, it is a reflection of our realization and our unique relationship with Krishna. Prayer is everything from our most intimate conversation with the Lord in the heart to the universal expression of praise and gratitude echoing through time. It is not a language of words, but a language of heart. Beautiful prayers with no feelings mean nothing to God. The beauty of prayer, however articulated, is in its sincerity. Find your own most beautiful prayers and offer them and offer them with courage and love to the Lord Krishna. And today is a very significant day. We are celebrating Jagannath Rath Yatra. We can do pray to the whole world or for yourself. It's up to you. But we are all suffering in this material world. And we are looking for a peaceful place, a wonderful place where there is no any suffering. Yes, there is. And there's the place called Goloka Vrindavan, where Lord Krishna is. So our goal is to go back to Godhead. That's where Srila Prabhupada's mission. And we are asking everyone to come and join Srila Prabhupada's mission and get the mercy and association with the pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Today is the Jagannath appearance or Jagannath Rath Yatra. The program in the temple will be back after the sponsors to program. Will be back at 12:30. Arti, worshipping of the Lord for half an hour, and then 1 o'clock is a big feast. As usual, evening program is standard, but tomorrow we are celebrating another celebration of Jagannath, is Pushya, or flower, special flower offering. Program start at 4:30 evening, afternoon you can say, and offering of the flower, is a special flower offering, everybody can do it, and it's a big fun. These huge flowers offering. So that program will start at 7 o'clock. Before that, so many other program is there, so you don't miss it. If you can, if you have a time to celebrate New Year for 2007, begin with Lord Krishna's offering. Looking at the studio clock, we've got a little more time. I'll play a wonderful song or the prayer of Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. Looking at the studio clock, it's 9 o'clock. Next year on the station will be very well known. Saturday morning, so called fast, lean and invincible. Hope you all had enjoyed today's Hare Krishna morning program. I'm Charu Chakunadas from Hare Krishna Temple. Please accept our humble request and invitation for today and tomorrow. Find your place in Hare Krishna Temple. Our address is 197 Dank Street, Albert Park. Contact 96995122. Don't hesitate to call me for any other queries regarding today's program or by any means if we can assist you to progress towards Krishna consciousness. My contact number is 0412696559. Wishing you and your families very good weekend with spiritual progress. May Lord Krishna bless us all and gives us appropriate guidance to find tranquility and bliss in our life. Looking forward to have your association again Saturday morning 8 o'clock. Until then, Hare Krishna.
This is your station, your voice, WinFM.